Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Welcome back to the show. Last half hour on this Monday. Joining us in this time slot is State Representative Neil Friske from the 107th House District. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Randy. How are you on this Monday morning?
Sunny, blue skies, honeydew list, mile long. We're doing great. I appreciate you coming on the show. I just did a MERS news story from last week that Democrat State Representative Kerry Renegans, the communist socialist from Ann Arbor, is trying to push for a floor vote on the state of Michigan joining the National Popular Vote Compact. Have you heard anything about this in caucus? Have you guys been hearing about this coming up potentially for a vote?
No, we have not talked about that yet. I don't know if that's on the agenda for this coming week. But up until now, we have actually not talked about it.
Okay, because she's saying that she's going to push for a vote before the summer break, which I believe you said is going to be the end of June. It's supposed to be the middle of June, but they've delayed it. They put you guys on notice. You're going to be there till almost July 1st, the deadline for passing a budget.
Right. Yep, that's true. It has been extended. Yeah, it's really hard to figure out. You know, last week we basically did nothing. I think we voted on two bills last week. So they have all this stuff that they claim they want to get done before we adjourn, but they're not too serious about doing anything. So that's par for the course, I guess.
Unbelievable. One other thing that caught my eye is the budget process. And a story came out where Whitmer's really pushing to raid the MIPSFRS funding of the Michigan Retirement Pension Plan for teachers to fund some of the things that she wants. Are you hearing anything about that? Are they updating you guys about that potential?
What you just said is about all we've heard. We've not had a lot of in-depth conversations yet about specific budget things. Obviously that stuff, those bills are all now in the conference committee, and Sarah Leitner is the vice chair of that appropriations committee, so she gives us these little updates here and there. But other than little one-liners like you just mentioned, we've really not gotten a whole lot of detail about anything yet. But yeah, I've heard rumor of that, and you know, it's just typical, you know, anything that like the Pure Michigan thing, I know that is supposed to take a big hit. And, you know, there's all kinds of, all these other radical social agendas, of course, nobody wants to touch. They want to take money away from, you know, the few things that actually might be doing our state some good here and there.
Well, the Pure Michigan program, when the Republicans started it and ran it under Governor Rick Snyder, they claimed that for every dollar invested in that campaign generated $7 worth of real dollars back here in the district due to increased tourism. The Democrats aren't buying that narrative?
Well, at the end of the day, I don't think they really care. You know, what ends up happening is, you know, really, if you think about that Pure Michigan campaign, for example, you know, probably northern Michigan benefits from that more than, you know, some of the southern parts of the state.
Sure.
And that's the big reason. They don't care about northern Michigan. They don't care at all about northern Michigan. They'd much rather, you know, get some money set aside and for all these, you know, so they can build splash pads and parks and stuff downstate to try to attract people into their area. And I've even had some of my colleagues from southern Michigan, you know, even in our caucus, when we've had some bills that were specific to northern Michigan, say, hey, hate to sound like a jerk, but we don't really care. You know, I just care about my district down here. Mm. Obviously we all know that that's the problem with the way our legislature is structured.
Sure.
Is that the, you know, we got a handful of counties in southern Michigan that are making all the decisions for the rest of the state.
Well, I believe it's critically important that Katie Nis wins the 103rd, that Christian Marcus replaces Ken Borden, Todd Smallenberg replaces Cam Kevitt, you get reelected, and you guys can form a Northern Michigan Freedom Caucus, a block, where you guys could have enough power from those five districts where you guys could actually impact. You could actually impact a vote in the caucus when you guys take back the majority in November.
Yeah, it'd be great to see Katie, you know, get that seat back there in the 103rd and get rid of good old Betsy there. And we're looking forward to getting some good people elected so that we can grow our numbers. You know, I mean, we're standing strong and firm, and obviously the more numbers we could get, you know, and that has a lot to do with why we are where we are right now. I mean, we had as many as nine, but, you know, not every one of the ones that left because they've gone to the dark side, but, unfortunately, they've flirted with the dark side.
Sure.
So, you know, and we're not looking for those kind of people. You know, we don't want 20 people in our Freedom Caucus if we don't stand out and aren't principled and aren't committed to true conservatism.
Right. Absolutely. Well, just so you know, I have gotten the Ellison Place confirmed for Thursday, July the 11th, a month from tomorrow. We are going to be hosting the debate. We're going to be reaching out to the county chairs of the Republican parties in the districts, and we're going to start with your race, the 107th, between you and Parker Fairburn. You guys will go first. Then we're going to have the 106th. Then we're going to end the evening with the 105th because they're local. They're closest to Gaylord. And put it on your calendar. And we'll be in touch about that. But one thing that I think is very critically important is we need to have a debate by the county chairs asking you guys the questions that will separate you and your primary opponent, Parker Fairburn, with the real truth as to what's going on in Lansing, how you perceive your positions and how you see his positioning himself, aligning himself on certain positions and support from certain organizations. Looking forward to it. Let's see if he shows up.
Yep. No, I would welcome that. I'm looking forward to it. You know, already, you know, Mackinac County had a function here about a month or so ago, and of course he didn't show up. You know, he wants to run around, spreading all these lies and half truths about me, but won't come and sit down face to face in the type of setting where we can actually challenge each other. There is a candidate forum coming up at the college in Petoskey that the chambers are putting on, and of course he'll be there, but that's not a true debate. You know,
no.
you're supposed to be nice to each other. You're not really supposed to attack each other. So those kind of settings he's not too worried about, but to come to a scenario where he can actually be called out on the nonsense that he's spreading, you know, and I'm really encouraged, Randy, the more I get around the district, that message, just like the negativity they tried last time on me, this message of his is already wearing out. People are like, okay, wait a minute now. You know, we know Neil. We know this. You know, we see the things he's doing. He posts all his vote explanations. The guy's a true conservative. He's a true patriot. And the fact, I just ran into two people yesterday when I was putting up signs. They pulled over on the road and chatted with me and said, hey, we're hearing the stuff that your opponent's putting out there. And, you know, saying how he's going to work across the aisle and work with the other people to get stuff done. And we said, well, that's all the more reason to vote for Neil. You know, people are not, you know, the 107th district is not ready for a Democrat leaning Republican to be their representative in Lansing. So I think he's in for a rude awakening on August 6th. And we're looking forward to that.
Well, I don't know if he plans on attending the Reagan Day dinner that you guys, the Charlevoix County Republicans, are hosting. Vicky and I will be there this Thursday. And I don't know if he plans on showing. They do have you listed as a confirmed candidate, but they don't have him on the flyer. Do you know if he plans on attending?
Well, I don't know if he plans on attending. I do know that, you know, Charlevoix did an endorsement convention, and I was the candidate they endorsed. So, therefore, I do believe they're not going to allow him to speak if he does show up. But, you know, I'm going to be in Lansing, so I'm probably not even going to be at my own Lincoln Day dinner. But I will have my legislative aide will be there speaking for me if I can't get there. So people will hear from me through Lance more than likely. But I'm not sure if he's planning on coming or not.
Okay, very good. Because I know you're in session on Thursday, and do you have any idea how late session's going to go on Thursday?
Well, we don't. You know, it's always a crapshoot. We don't have any idea. You know, probably after tomorrow. You know, once we see the agenda and get a flavor for what the week looks like, we might have a better idea. But as of now, you know, we have a lot of stuff that's got to get done before the end of June.
Yeah.
So somewhere along the line, we better get to work, or we're going to end up being there till the middle of the night the last week again,
yeah,
or something. But hopefully we can get that spread out a little bit and get some serious work done this week. And we'll just have to see how that plays out.
Okay. Well, with you being in Lansing, it's going to be tough unless you can get an airplane ride to Charlevoix County Airport. It's going to be almost impossible for you to make it. But we're going to be there,
yep,
and we'll look forward to hearing what's going on. I'll relay it to you, and we'll have you on the show to talk about it. One last quick question. I know you're in the process of getting more signs out. Do you need help with people getting sign locations for you for the big signs and yard sign locations?
Absolutely. You can never have too many out. I've got three blisters on my hands right now from the last 2 days. We've been putting signs up like crazy, but the more the merrier. They make these signs every day. Our fundraising is going phenomenal, so I've got plenty of money to spend on signs, and I would love to put more up. So if anybody has whatever size, we have the regular little yard signs, we have 2x4s, and then we have 4x8. So, yes, please, if anybody has a location that and wants one, let us know.
Okay, go to neilfriske.com and send a message to the campaign website, or should they call or text somebody?
Nope, that'd be fine. They can go right to the website and put an email there. Asuka monitors those, and
okay,
she'll keep track of that.
Very good. All right, brother. Well, you have safe travels down to Lansing. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Great, Randy. Thank you.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today, this Monday. Mega Water over in Sheboygan, folks. You have got to give them a call, schedule an appointment, go purchase the refillable jugs there. They've got these great jugs with a great spout on them. You can fill it up for $1 a gallon. 7-gallon jugs is what I use. They also have 4-gallon jugs that weigh less. Fill them up for $1 a gallon, bring them home, keep them in the house, in the garage, whatever. Vicky and I are only drinking Mega Water, and we love it. Absolutely love it. Tastes great. I cannot drink restaurant water anymore. I cannot do it. I bring in my half-gallon jug with the radio station's window sticker on the side, and I sit there and drink my own water. I don't have soda anymore. I don't even do iced tea. I cannot stand the taste after getting addicted to Mega Water. So trust me, this water is fantastic. Your coffee is unbelievable. You need to go over there and do it. Give them a call, 231-818-9700. Make sure they're going to be there. Schedule an appointment. Go get your jugs. Start filling them up for a buck a gallon. We have 8 7-gallon jugs in our garage. Lasts us roughly about a month, month and a half. Fill them up, $56. And I got to tell you, man, they are unbelievable customer service. They'll take you in the back. They'll show you the plant. They'll fill it up with the hose. Takes probably about 10 minutes to fill 8 7-gallon jugs. The problem is you got to carry them. The 7-gallon jugs weigh 56 pounds. Water weighs 8 pounds per gallon. I carried 2 out, one in the left hand, one in the right hand to balance me. And man, I could barely move. And it's like, wait a minute, this is 112 pounds. I used to have 80 pounds of extra fat on my body that I carried around with me. Wow. Put it into perspective. So give them a call, set up an appointment, get over there, get your jugs, and fill them up. And once you start drinking it for about a week or two, you'll never go back to any other water. It's fantastic. Now, lastly, I want to make sure you understand we're coming down to a deadline here for these tickets. For Thursday night, Charlevoix County Republican Party's Reagan Day dinner, supposedly Mike Rogers is going to be there in person as the keynote speaker. We shall see. If you want to get a ticket, it's $100. I know it's a lot of money, but this may be your only opportunity to see Mr. Rogers being confronted about Benghazi. I just got a text message on my phone during the break from Sandy Pensler. Kind of interesting. Sandy Pensler here. Mike Rogers wants us to forget about his role in Benghazi. covering up for Hillary Clinton. The heroes on the ground that day haven't forgotten. And I will not let Mike Rogers call them liars. Here firsthand from Mark Geis, former Marine who was injured in the Benghazi attacks and testified to the truth. To Mike Rogers, by watching the video above, you can click on this link to hear his comments toward Mike Rogers. If you would like this text message with this video, folks, I want you to text me MR for Mike Rogers. Text me MR, and I'll forward this message to you from Sandy Pensler. He sent it directly to my phone. This is a YouTube video from the Marine who was injured during the Benghazi attacks.
My whole purpose in life is to serve the American.
It's 30 seconds long by Mark Geis, and I'm sure this is going to become a TV commercial. It was put up on YouTube 22 hours ago, and it's already gotten 58,481 views. It's only a 30-second video. Text me MR for Mike Rogers, and I'll forward it to you. Or if you want to text me SP for Sandy Pensler, doesn't matter. This guy is despicable. And he called this Marine a liar. This guy is absolutely disgusting. I'll copy the text, copied, and I've already gotten 17 people text me they want the video. 17. Now it's up to 19. Now it's up to 21. Okay, I got some texting to do, Bubba. I got some texting to do. I will send it to you guys. Share it with everybody you know. Okay, here's the deal. If I send this to you, you agree to send it to 10 people. Fair? Be a storyteller. Forward this text. It's a simple text. All you got to do is hold the button down on the text itself. It'll tell you to copy or forward. Copy it and paste it. And send it to everybody you know. And then come join us on Thursday, this June 13th, at the Talcott on Walloon Lake. Text me CC. I'll send you the information on how to get your tickets. Come join me as we confront Mr. Rogers. As a matter of fact, I may stand up and play this video on a boombox for the room to hear. Let's see what Rogers does when I do that. Yeah, this is going to be interesting. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday and come join Josh Saul tonight at our meeting. Torch Lake Township, 7 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services.
With RVPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption